Hurricane Katrina made landfall 4 years ago on August 29th.
It's as if the entire Gulf Coast were obliterated.
The water kept rising and rising.
I'm an old man, and in my lifetime, I've never seen anything this bad.
So I'm in labor trying to carry my nine-month-old through 3 feet of water.
We have been getting many, many reports of bodies floating in the water.
I'm a retired Marine, and this is war without bombs.
80% of the city was flooded. More than 1,800 people lost their lives. What if all that devastation was not a natural disaster? A federal judge says the government is at least partly to blame for what happened in New Orleans. And it raises this question: when does government protection become government harm? When does the shield become the sword? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Friday, November 20th. Friday, John. I'm Celeste Headlee here with John Hockenberry.
Maybe they should change the name of Katrina to just Hurricane Washington. That's what that was 4 years ago. Good morning, Celeste. Coming up this hour, also, a world without Oprah. Imagine that. Inescapable on TV, the Queen of Media says her last show will be in 2011. Congress has more questions on the Fort Hood shootings. There's a new moon this weekend, and we're not talking astronomy. It's the new Twilight movie. Movies and a trivia question with A.O. Scott.
But first, Anne Parfait, resident of the Lower Ninth Ward, Anne lost her house in the hurricane. But there was a big victory this week when a federal judge's decision may have paved the way for thousands more lawsuits over Katrina damage. And can you tell me what happened in Katrina? What did you lose?
I lost my home to the waters of Katrina.
And everything in it?
Everything in it.
And did your insurance cover the replacement?
Eventually, a lawyer went after my insurance company and did get some compensation and flood insurance paid as well.
So tell me about this ruling. This was not your case. You were not one of the plaintiffs that won in this case, but you have your own case pending. Do you see this as a victory for yourself?
I see it as a victory for myself and the people of the Lower Ninth Ward in St. Bernard Parish.
Okay, Anne Parfait, resident of the Lower Ninth Ward. We're going to talk with you more in just a moment. But first, everything else you need to know this morning.
A Senate vote is set for tomorrow night on a proposed health care reform bill. It'll decide if the bill can move forward to an open debate. It's procedural, but very important. So does Majority Leader Harry Reid have the 60 votes he needs?
We'll find out when the votes are taken.
One way the bill looks to raise the nearly $1 trillion needed is by taxing elective cosmetic surgery, leading some Republicans to dub the new plan Botox. Surprising news this morning. Oprah Winfrey will announce today that she is ending her talk show after 25 years. The hugely influential host will launch her own cable network called, of course, the Oprah Winfrey Network. Susan Harrow, who wrote a book about how to get booked on Oprah, says even though she's giving up her show, don't expect Oprah to lose viewers.
I have a sense that Oprah is so innovative that she's not about to lose the kind of audience that she's spent so much time cultivating.
The last Oprah Winfrey Daily Show will air on September 9th, 2011. First, mammograms, now cervical cancer screenings. New federal guidelines say women can delay having their first pap test until they turn 21, and most women can wait longer to go back for follow-up screenings.
Louisiana officials are urging President Obama to get ahead of what's surely to be a tidal wave of lawsuits by compensating New Orleans residents now. That's after this week's ruling that the Army Corps of Engineers was responsible for some of the worst flooding during Hurricane Katrina. We're going to be talking more about this in just a few moments. The Dow fell 93 points and will open at 10,332 today. The S&P dipped below 1,100, and the NASDAQ lost 36 points to open at 2156. So as John was saying...
I say Oprah, you say...
I say free car.
A lot comes to mind.
A lot. I don't even know how to... I'm almost tongue-tied when you say Oprah. But we're still asking our listeners, we're asking you, what does Oprah mean to you? When I say Oprah, what image comes into your mind? And she said she's leaving before... Do you believe her this time around?
Give us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. The idea is, what has Oprah brought into your life, for good or ill? You don't have to love Oprah to have an opinion about her, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Perhaps it was the ruling heard round the nation. A federal judge in New Orleans decided this week that the Army Corps of Engineers knew the danger, knew that the levees there were compromised near the Ninth Ward, and yet did nothing to protect the people. Three plaintiffs in the case were awarded $750,000.
I lost things I can't get back. You know, my life, my children's lives were completely turned upside down. And what could have been moderate damage became complete devastation because they turned a deaf ear.
That was plaintiff Tanya Smith, resident of St. Bernard Parish, on CNN yesterday.
Now, this really stirs things up, this ruling, because, you know, for so long it was about FEMA not responding, the government
not responding. Exactly, how they handled the damage right. Once the hurricane had passed.
This is, they caused it.
That's exactly right. That's not just that they didn't build sufficient protections, but that actually some of the actions of the Army Corps of Engineer led to the devastation that occurred. The Army Corps of Engineer, I should say, we spoke to them. We would have loved to speak to somebody from the Army Corps. They've issued a statement that says basically they are reviewing the decision. Everyone is expecting them to appeal, but nobody wanted to comment on the record. So joining us now is the lead attorney on the case, Joseph Bruno. His firm is also heading a series of suits involving many thousands of plaintiffs that are suing about these levee breaches. And also Anne Parfait joins us again. She's a resident of the Lower Ninth Ward. She lives on Tennessee Street, which is three blocks away from where the levee broke. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Anne, you were saying that this actually gives you hope for your own case. Tell me about your case itself. What are you asking for?
Well, basically, just some type of compensation for all of the loss that we incurred.
How much compensation are you asking for?
I have no idea what it would be. Whatever it would be, I would be thankful.
You're just hoping that the judge rules in your favor and compensates you somehow for the loss of your home.
Yes.
So, Joseph Bruno, you're the lead attorney on this case. First of all, obviously, congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was hard fought.
This ruling is limited, though. Can you explain? The judge was very specific about the area in which the Army Corps of Engineer was at fault, which was right near the Lower Ninth Ward. Explain the limitations of this ruling.
Forgive me. That's not technically correct. The ruling... we won in a limited area, yes. But as to the fault of the Corps he found to be at fault for the flooding in the entire New Orleans area. What he determined in this decision was that they were immune from suit in
because
connection
of the
with the waters that flooded New Orleans East. And you perhaps may remember last year he ruled that they were immune from suit for the waters that came into New Orleans proper through the outfall canals.
They are
also immune from suit there.
That's because of the flood control. I should remind everyone, that's because of the Flood Control Act of 1928. It protects the government from lawsuits over failures in their attempts to control floods.
As well as the FTCA 1945 discretionary function, which really applied to the New Orleans East area.
You know, this is interesting, Joseph Bruno, because there are Army Corps of Engineers projects all over the United States, and the immunity from prosecution has been pretty ironclad up to now. Do you think this encourages plaintiffs to file in places like the Columbia River dams or the Florida Everglades?
Well, I think it chips away at the immunity a little bit. I mean, the truth of it is, in 1970, a lawsuit came to the Fifth Circuit regarding Hurricane Betsy. A group of people sued the Corps of Engineers, again, about the Mr. Go. And the Fifth Circuit held that the reason you could sue is because this was not a federal flood control project and discretionary function didn't apply to the Mr. Go. So there's precedent for this particular case. I don't see this as a major change in law. I think the distinction here is we were able to demonstrate that this waterway, which was not a federal flood control project, but rather a navigation canal, actually caused the flooding. So the issue, the distinction here is the causation component rather than some change in law.
Okay. And, you know, all of these legal distinctions, I mean, they mean something for your case, but I'm wondering for you if part of this is merely a sense of emotional release. I mean, the judge in this case didn't just rule in the plaintiff's favor. He issued a really stinging rebuke to the Corps. He called them arrogant, careless, and said, quote, that the Corps' failure to fulfill its duties resulted in a catastrophic loss of human life and property of unprecedented proportions. And I have to wonder, but you feel like you lost everything unjustly. For you, is this some measure of justice?
Somewhat, because what we lost was everything. total, when I left for Hurricane Katrina, I left a home that I had lived in for 39 years, possessions from my parents, my children, myself, my whole family, and all of this is washed away, things that can never be replaced. So it would be, in some way, compensating.
You know, Ann, I've been familiar with the Army Corps in places that I've lived, and, you know, they have those huge machines, right, that you see all the time. They got the big shovels, and mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you ever had a sense of total security that, wow, with machines like that, with power like that, we're definitely protected, and all that changed at Katrina.
Well, we thought we were protected, but apparently we weren't.
Bruno, one of the things, although the as John was talking about, the Army Corps does enjoy a certain amount of immunity in most cases, and in this particular case, the ruling was limited to a very small portion of New Orleans. But what many people are talking about is how this is going to affect how levees, the design of levees and flood control design in the future. Was that part of your lawsuit?
No. Let me read a statement from you. Wisconsin Democrat John McCain and, I'm sorry, Senator Russell Feingold, a Wisconsin Democrat, and John McCain, an Arizona Republican, said the ruling was further proof that the Army Corps of Engineers is in urgent need of reform. That's the issue.
The Corps itself, you're not talking about the design, the engineering design of their...
We're talking about the way the Corps does business because, you know, you can choose design A, design B, and design C. What the Corps has been doing for years is that the Corps thinks it has the moral responsibility to spend as little money as it possibly can without regard to the fact that they are not the decision maker as to how much money we spend. They're supposed to advise the Congress about the options that are available, the risks involved, and let the Congress make the choices. I mean, what happened here is really quite simple. I mean, go back to the 17th Street Canal. In 1984, they told the Congress, we're going to change the plan from the barrier plan to the high-level plan, which basically means we're not going to block water going into Lake Pontchartrain. We're going to raise the levees. Well, there was no way to protect the outfall canals because you can't build a levee across the outfall canal. So they said, we're going to put pumps with gates. That's what's out there today. So why, you ask, didn't they build them in 1984?
That sounds, though, like you're talking about engineering. And unfortunately, we have to lead the conversation there. That's Joseph Bruno, lead attorney on a suit against the Army Corps of Engineer that was successful. He won a ruling yesterday from a federal judge there. He also represents thousands more plaintiffs on other Katrina cases. And Anne Parfait joined us, resident of the Lower Ninth Ward. She herself is involved in a suit for damages. She lost her house in the hurricane. Thanks to both of you. It is now 15 minutes past the hour and time to check in on top news headlines.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates has launched a top-level inquiry into what happened at Fort Hood. He said the 45-day review would seek to find out whether U.S. military installations were vulnerable to any similar attacks.
It is prudent to determine immediately whether there are internal weaknesses or procedural shortcomings in the department that could make us vulnerable in the future.
The defense secretary said a more extensive inquiry would follow later. Yesterday, the Homeland Security Committee held a hearing on the case. Bombshell news in the media business, Oprah is moving on. Here's Don Halcombe, a spokesman for her company Harpo Productions, speaking last night.
I can confirm she is ending the show in 2011 after her 25th season, and she's going to speak about it on the live show tomorrow.
Indeed, a live announcement will be made officially today.
Uncertainty remains as Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid tries to round up support for a key vote on health care tomorrow. Reid hopes to block Republican filibuster efforts. He needs all 60 Democratic caucus votes, and there are some holdouts at this point. Flights are back to normal this morning after yesterday's disruption because of a computer glitch. A number of flights were delayed or canceled across the country. The glitch prompted calls for more money and manpower at the FAA. That's a look at some of the stories that we're watching this morning. Coming up, Oprah, talk show with an expiration date. But why? We're going to talk to Brian Stelter, the New York Times media reporter, about why Oprah is ending the reign on her daily talk show, at least.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.
You know, you can catch the show live Monday through Friday. Thanks for listening. If you have any feedback or think there's any stories we should be covering on The Takeaway, contact us at 1-877-8-MYTAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. See ya.